going to guess Mr. Robertson's going to join you.
I am.
She has her own attorney.
Yeah, she has her own attorney, that's it, yeah, yeah. We need one.
Don't get cold feet.
So good morning. We're back this morning to discuss the possible introduction of a proposed ordinance to address the commercial districts. As you know, a number of months ago, we were before the council to discuss making a little bit more easier for when a change of zone application comes through to identify what uses make sense in certain districts. As we went through the ordinance, we did hold public hearings. We went through and we needed to tweak some things. After that was done, we realized there were a lot of little things that were addressed in the ordinance, so we suggested that it come back before be reintroduced and go back through the public hearing process. Most of the tweaks had to do with introducing a new table at the end of the zoning ordinance to identify the proposed uses and what districts they would fall into, to kind of like an easy way to identify what uses go where. So that is why we were back this morning to discuss those changes.
Just real quick, Mr. Roberts, I'm sure you answer this question, but just so we had a question earlier from somebody who spoke publicly about we had an ordinance introduced and now we're using another ordinance and what happened to the first ordinance and explain that process.
Well, what will happen, and we've done this before, is that one's still a pending ordinance. At the time, for example, this one that's introduced is acted upon, there would also be a motion to deny that other one.
Okay.
And I believe we did that with the signed ordinance as well. We went through that process as we went through the workshop. There were actually two that were pending. One was approved and one was denied simultaneously.
Okay. So all we need to do today is introduce.
Correct.
And then it starts the whole process. It goes to P&Z. They have a public hearing. It'll come back to us, and we'll correct?
Correct.
Okay. If I got any questions, we'll have Mr. Moore read the short title, and then we'll.
Not very short.
Well, it's not.
Well, it's normally a short title, but it's not a short title.
My only question would be is if we see this, you know, it's so involved. I'm wondering, should we have after P&Z, maybe somewhere between now and then, an afternoon workshop or something, one of the Tuesdays, just to focus it so we all are on the same page and go through it methodically with our staff, as opposed to sitting home a lot of times and going through it. But just a thought. I just think this is pretty involved. There's a lot of sections, and it's a big change for us. And to get it right so that we don't, you know, fumble the ball a couple times and drag it out too long. If we either somewhere along the process have a workshop on it, and maybe after P&Z has their public hearing between that and when we go, is that legal to do something like that?
Well, I would just say that this ordinance has been through and really a fairly close approximation of what's hopefully going to be introduced today.
Mm-hmm.
And it went through public hearings at P&Z and council already, and there wasn't a lot of concern or comment at either place from the public. And I think it was welcomed, and we kind of had some input as we were drafting it. So I just don't know that would be necessary since
I'm not suggesting we do a special meeting or anything,
right.
But like we have many, you know, we may have a Tuesday coming up in the next 2 months that would have an afternoon open. That we schedule at 1:30, and if it takes an hour, it takes an hour.
Yeah, I know.
And just to go through again to refresh us all and get us all on the same page, so we're going into this with a clear.
No, absolutely. Focus. I mean, during the public hearing, we'll go through it for 100%.
But there's a lot here.
Yeah, sure. No, that's true.
There's a lot here.
Well, I guess it certainly leaves it open. We can introduce it today. It goes to P&Z. They have a public hearing.
That's correct.
We can see how that public hearing goes, mm-hmm. and if we feel a need to have some kind of a workshop, we have one. We schedule it then.
Good.
And if we don't think we have one, then we just move on. So.
Yeah. And we'll explain it thoroughly when we
have
a public hearing. Both
sure. But that's George's got a valid point. We'll see what kind of comments P&Z gets.
Yeah.
Okay.
May I ask a quick question,
Mr. Arlett?
Just to procedurally. So, in quick summary, best as you possibly can, what is the difference between this one here that is potentially being introduced versus the one that's already been introduced?
Okay, and I'm not going to go line by line.
Just in quick summary.
That's fairly easy.
Then I'll have a follow-up question.
When we introduced the prior ordinance, the consultant that was working on it had a table, and as we were going through And as that was introduced, that changed. And as we were going through the public hearing process, we realized the table didn't match the text. And we had to get those to line up, obviously. And we felt that there was enough changes as a result of that, that for public participation, since they had seen those changes, it made sense to go back through the public hearing process. So examples would be things that were listed as accessory should have been in permitted in a zoning district, or things that were permitted in one district weren't in another when it should have been reversed, things like that. So, I mean, it's not a rewrite of it, and it's not creating whole new mm-hmm. sections or uses. It's just making sure that things line up where they're supposed to be.
So, okay. The other question is it just easier to do introducing a new one versus just editing?
Well, I mean,
you can go back and change, right,
that
other ordinance.
True.
So why are we doing it this way?
So we talked about that. I talked about that with the Planning and Zoning Commission, and also Mr. Moore and I spoke about it. Sort of to Mr. Cole's point, the changes were enough that it would have been confusing for staff to follow, for the public to follow, and council to follow the number of changes. It would have been so many lines that would have changed that it's cleaner just to get it out there and mm-hmm. go through it that way, and much easier to explain to you all what the changes were.
Any more questions from council?
Seems to me most has already been confirmed by the U.S. Census Bureau, American Community Survey, and also the U.S. Census Bureau of Delaware Population Consortium. I don't know why I need to go back through too much anything here, really. They've already confirmed it. It's written down in small letters there.
Well, but
most of our things put down has all been copied over. Will you agree with that? Did you agree with what they put down here?
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. So I think Mr. Wilson, I think you're on the comp plan now. We're talking about the zoning ordinances.
Okay.
That's where we're ahead of ourselves a little bit there.
Just one question. I had to step out, just take a quick call. But your proposal is to make it a lot simpler to understand than the previous
interview
that we had.
Well, and with the table, you'll be able to go right to that table and say, okay, this is what I can do. And it'll match the text.
And it'll match it by the type of business, and then you go across to the type of zoning?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any more questions? Mr. Moore, if you would get a swallow of water and read this for us.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Articles 1, 10, 11A, 20, 21, 23, 25, and 27, all Roman numerals, by amending sections 115-4, 115-5, 115-75, 115-83.10, 115-156, 115-195.4, 115-159.5, 115-161.1, 115-170.1, 115-180, 115-194.1, and 115-218, and by creating new articles 10A, 10B, 11B, 11C, 11D, 11E, and 11F, all Roman numerals, and adding new sections 115-75.1 through 115-75.13 and 115-83.11 through 115-83.46 to create a new B2 business community district, B3 business research district, C2 medium commercial district, C3 heavy commercial district, C4 planned commercial district, C5 service / limited manufacturing district, and I1 institutional district, to close the CR1 and B1 districts, to amend 115 attachment 3, Sussex County table three Roman numerals to create 115 attachment four Sussex County table four Roman numeral.
Great job.
Not bad for a guy with one eye, huh?
pleasure, counsel. Someone want to introduce this?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlen introduces it. Thank you.
You know, we are the envy of all the small governments in this state because we have a one-eyed lawyer.
That's right.
There you go. Mr. Medlar, where's Hans?
You're all safe. You're on my left side.
Hans is over here.
Well, I'm waiting on him. Mr. Medlar, I'm sorry.
Hyde.
I lost you. You've changed sides on me here.